Hello, and welcome to the Cassandra Lyons Inspirational Podcast. I am your host, Cassandra Lyons, and it is my greatest pleasure to share with you inspirational and high vibrational content that will allow you to connect deeper within, to fully trust your inner knowing, and live the life that lights you up and that you love with greater ease, joy, and fun. And so it is. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome to today's episode. I am so excited that you are here. Thank you so much for all of your support, for showing up and really taking time to expand in your own knowing and being present in this moment. There's so much in this moment that we don't even realize when we take the time to just hit the pause button. So before we dive into today's information and inspiration, I want to invite you to put your hands on your heart. And if you are in a place to do so, close your eyes and just connect back to your breath. You might feel the beating of your heart underneath your hands. Just allow the ease of your breath to return to its natural inhalation and exhalation. This is one of the most beautiful things that you can do for yourself when you feel that you know life is moving too fast, or you're feeling stressed or worried about anything, or you just want to experience even a little bit more love. We have so much love in our hearts that when we take a moment to just pause, hit that pause button and just return to this space of the present moment, to your breath, it's like a gift, of this moment of returning to that space where your life really is. Your life isn't into the future. It's not in the past. It's right here, right now. So let's just go ahead and take one beautiful healing breath in. And let it out. And just shake out your arms. Kind of rotate your shoulders, just relax your body even just a little bit more. So, thank you for arriving with me in this moment. I feel even more present just taking time to do that with all of you. And so, what I would like to speak to you about today, as I was thinking about all the different insights that I am so looking forward to sharing with you in this podcast, I really got this feeling that I haven't really given you much insight into who I am and how I got to where I am. I mean, some of you know who I am, so, you know, this is going to be, you know, some of you might know this information, some of you might not, but I just thought it might be helpful for you to know just a little bit about where I have come from in my life, excuse me, and where, you know, what has helped me to get to where I am today. And that's part of what I'm sharing with you. I'm sharing these insights and these tools and these tips that have really, truly, deeply impacted me in helping me to get to where I am today. So let's dive in. My name is Cassandra Lyons, And I'm 50, 50 as of February 1st. And that has been just another unique opportunity to practice just kind of being with each step of my life. And I think that's kind of the thing that I have noticed the most is these different touch points that have been really significant impacting moments in my life. Some I remember, some I don't, some will come up at different times where, I'll get triggered and something will come up and be like, whoa, I haven't thought about that in a very long time. Life is pretty amazing when you really break it down. And some points in our life can feel really, really good, and you can have these memories of, like, maybe the first time you tasted something that was so delicious and it brought you this complete satisfaction. Or you had these moments where you were laughing and just having such a good time, whether it be with friends or you were on your own, whatever the situation may be. We have these memories that have stayed with us, some of them impacting us more than others. And then we have those ones that also really were horrible memories, things that also deeply impacted us that did not feel good. And I'm sure as I'm talking with you right now and sharing this information, you're probably having some things that are coming to mind. And the thing, first of all, I just wanted to say is that memories are really, truly amazing when you know that they are there for you, that these events in your life have happened for you, not to you. And this has been a piece that I want, this is what one of the things I would really like to share with you as I am explaining a little bit about my history, and my memories, is that there's a point in time where we can, if we can really truly grasp this understanding and this awareness that life is not happening to us, but it's happening for our soul's growth. There's such a huge shift in this that kind of frees you from this past of that you can look back into your past with greater appreciation and understanding and clarity that helps you to really live more present, to be more fully present in the moment and enjoy your life more fully. Because so often we are operating on old beliefs that we adopted when we were younger, some that were helpful and some that were limiting. And we have developed values from a very young age. And these things that have been impacting us in our present moment more than we could ever understand. Going back to, I think it was my second episode where I was talking about perspectives, I believe is where I talked about this, where we take in information and we filter through our beliefs, our values, and we then take action from that place. So we're having experiences that are either what we want or what we don't want, but we're perceiving information that's coming in and it has to go through these filters. And so, but when you can get to the point where you realize that life is not happening to us, but it's happening for us. Now, I just want to say that it may feel like life is happening to us, but that's because we have learned how to be a creator by default, which means that we have learned to react to life We didn't know that we actually were in the driver's seat with whatever you believe you're an extension of, whether that's God or a universe or source energy or nature or Buddha, whatever, Allah. You know, we go from, when you can go from this feeling of being a creator by default, which is that you're reacting to life, a situation happens, and then you react to it, then you're in this perpetual reactionary state. You don't feel a sense of empowerment. You just feel that you're at the whim of everybody else. But when you realize that you are actually a co-creator, we'll just say co-creator with God. Put the word in there, whatever most resonates for you. But when you realize that you're a co-creator with God, then it puts you in that position of being in an empowered state, which means that you realize that you are a vibrational being. You realize you're an extension of this beautiful, loving energy, God, source energy, all that is, and that you are creating your life. It helps you to be able to go back, and we'll talk more about this, but today I just want to kind of plant these seeds. And imagine that how different you could feel if you looked back on your past and thought, wow, I didn't know I was a co-creator with God. I just reacted to my life. I didn't realize that I had the power within me to create my life the way that I wanted. And looking back on your life, you can have greater compassion for where you were, because we all have whatever information we do at any given moment. I mean, that's part of life, is learning and growing and expanding. You know, the natural state of the universe is an expanding universe. We are a part of that. And so we only know what we know in any given moment. So giving yourself also this permission that you did to feel a sense of awareness and understanding that you only knew what you knew at that time. So you were just operating from perspective of what you knew. So be loving with yourself as you think back on your past and you think of the memories and the experiences that you had when you were younger. And so as I share about my past, and this has taken time to get to this point, but I've put a lot of practice and time into really working through the things in my past, because I can look at it. I could look at it, some of these things I'll share with you, very easily in a position of being a victim. And I could stay in that. But guess what happens when I do that? My energy's outside of myself. I'm feeling completely disempowered. And I feel that I am in a reactionary state. I'm no longer in my power. I'm at the whim of everybody else. But when I look at my past from the state of I only knew what I knew at the time, and now that I've grown and I've expanded and I know that life was happening for me to grow and learn, but I didn't know it then, but I know it now, I can look back on my past and I can choose to see that I didn't have that information then, but I can see and I can take the lessons and the growth, and I can see how I may have attracted those things in to help me to grow and learn, not to punish myself, not to, you know, I didn't attract things in to hurt myself. I didn't attract things in consciously, but from a place where I wasn't even fully aware yet why I was attracting these things in was to help me grow and learn. It releases this sense of victim feeling in the body to see it from this different perspective, this different vantage point. And so with that, I was filling out a form today because I'm actually receiving some beautiful cranial work. It's called craniosacral work, and it's amazing for unwinding tension and releasing old patterns in the body, emotional, physical, spiritual. I used to do that work for about 21 years, and I've since retired this last year, decided to retire it, but I'm so grateful to be able to receive it. And I was filling out this form for this woman to be able to see kind of some of my history. And I started to fill out, you know, there was the question of events, like prominent events that happened when I was a child. And the first thing that popped into my head was when I was about 9. I think I was 9. It's hard for me to totally remember the day or the year that I was. But it was a very significant moment in my life. And my mom and my second father, who had been in my life since I was 2 and a half, I think, sat me down. I remember where we were. I was sitting in our den, and I had been watching TV, and I was sitting on the edge of this really comfy chair, and my parents told me they were getting separated. And I'll tell you that in that moment, I had never remembered feeling this feeling before. It was immense sadness. And this, like, it, you know, when people talk about the other shoe dropping, it was this feeling like the other shoe had dropped. But I didn't even know that the first shoe had dropped. It was just this, like, I spent so much time just enjoying life, being outside in nature. That was one of my, I still to this day, that is like my complete love and joy, is to be in nature, exploring, adventuring, like digging in the dirt, collecting rocks, and just being in that state of natural wonder. And it was this moment where the best way I could describe it was like as if the world I had known in that moment in time had changed from being this world that I just lived fully. I didn't remember feeling where I was really worrying about anything. I mean, I'm sure I had the normal kind of, like, you know, experiences in the day, but I didn't feel a sense of like anxiety or worry or fear, or it was like everything seemed to be okay. I felt cared for. I felt nourished. I felt loved. I felt all of those things that you would hope for, you know, being a child. And it was in that moment that all changed. And the thing that, how that, you know, looking back, that was a really significant moment for me. It was a feeling of loss. It was a feeling of vulnerability. But I could, and I did, hold on to that feeling well into my adulthood. And it's life. I mean, we all have these moments in our life. That's part of being a human being. We are here to expand and grow and to live this life full of what I call the compost, which is the really tough stuff, and the beauty, the joy, the bliss, the love. It's all a part of being human. And yet at the same time, we are also an extension of this beautiful vibrant, all-knowing, loving energy. Like I said, God, Goddess, Source energy, all that is. And so we're an extension of that. So part of what I believe that we're doing as humans is we come here to enjoy the whole aspects of everything. But so often we're not taught how to appreciate the compost, the really tough stuff, because it's really uncomfortable. And so imagine if we would have the tools from a very young age to understand that the very uncomfortable thing that you're experiencing is for your growth, for helping you to close the gap between you and your source. And that I really believe on Earth we're learning how to reunite with that energy with a more expanded view, that it's part of the process of just expanding with this beautiful universe and expanding in our soul, expanding in our hearts and the love. But we would never really truly be able to expand without that stuff that's really tough. Now, if I were to have never gotten to where I am today, where I can look back on that and feel the sadness in that, but also feel what it has taught me. And this isn't to sugarcoat, because it has been a really prominent thing in how I have chosen different paths in my life. But at some point, I was able to look back on that and have this sense of appreciation for the experience, because it helped me to realize what I wanted to feel. It helped me to realize that in essence, there is a sense of vulnerability, but at the same time, what it's also helped me to do is to be able to learn how to trust in this ever-expanding universe, to help me to trust in this loving presence that has created everything, including myself, and to really be able to stand in that space of knowing that all is truly okay. And to be able to live in a world where there's so much going on, good and the seemingly good and the seemingly bad. But it's what we choose to, how we choose to perceive the things that have been happening in our life, that we either get stuck in that space of focusing on the past as I was a victim, it was happening to me, it wasn't happening for me. But when you take a moment to just ask yourself, if that was happening for me, and some of these events can be, this is just one event, and, but, you know, some events you can look at and just feel this sense of like, how on earth could that possibly be for me? How could I have attracted that? Well, first of all, you're not attracting things in from a place of being aware when you're in a place where you're just reacting to life. So I just want to give you that sense that, you know, it's really just not about blaming others or blaming yourself. It's about, if I was attracting this in to grow and learn, what could I learn from this truly awful experience? The compost that is disgusting and stinks and nobody wants to sit in it, what could I possibly be attracting that in for? But You have to be willing to look at it from the standpoint of, do I want to stand in my empowerment, or do I want to stay in a place of feeling like a victim? And you can, there's no shame, there's no judgment for staying in a place of being a victim. Because sometimes you have to just stay where you are until you're ready to choose to see it in a different way, and it is what it is. Sometimes people don't really get to that place yet in this awareness, in this life experience, to truly see that they were expanding and growing all the time, even if they weren't fully able to transition their thinking into, I was a victim, to I'm in a space of empowerment. And everybody's life journey is so incredibly different. But these things in our life in the past, if you're able to get to a point where you can look back on it and just give yourself an opportunity, if it's something that's just been riding along with you your whole life, it's just been kind of hanging with you, and you can't quite shake it, that might be the opportunity for you to go, you know, am I ready? Am I ready to see the gift in this? And this doesn't absolve other people of what maybe their participation had been. And at some point, you might even get to the point where you're able to thank that person because you realize that the only reason that they're there is for your soul's growth and learning. But you have to get to the point where you're ready to be able to see that. It's not about trying to force yourself. But it's truly a gift when you're able to see that every person that involved, like was involved in a situation. So if I look back on my situation with my parents at the time, that was an incredibly difficult position for them to be in. And to have to share that with me, I mean, I know that that was such a painful moment. But when I was able to also, I don't think that there was ever any blame. I don't think I ever felt like I was blaming either one of them. I do feel that, you know, obviously I would have wished that the situation would have been different. But if I can look back on that and think, wow, like that moment in time was so transformative for me when I got to a point in my life that I was able to see it as a gift and to see each one of them as a gift for being a co-creator with me in that moment. Like they truly showed up for me in that moment to grow and learn. And I was a part of that for them as well. It's a flip in perspective. It's a flip in the switch of like how you look at something. But if you're willing to take a moment to look at that from a different perspective, you can grow from those experiences, and they lose momentum for continuing to impact how you're making decisions in a way that doesn't feel good. But they gain momentum for helping you make decisions that do feel good. But it's being willing to look at how did that show up for me to grow and learn? What can I take away from that experience that can really truly impact my life moving forward as a soulful being, as an extension of this beautiful, loving energy? But I'm a human being that has a soul and that is continuing to expand and grow. And the thing is that you don't have to be afraid of, oh my gosh, I have to figure these things out. Because it's a natural unfolding. It's an organic unfolding. You don't have to try. It's just being willing to be open to seeing it differently from a different perspective that will allow those moments to naturally unfold so that you can gain the clarity and the awareness. But don't try to force yourself to see something, especially in that time where maybe you still are having a hard time seeing it, that you are an empowered person who is truly can be a co-creator with God, source energy, all that is. And some things are going to be maybe a little bit still too hard to look at in that way, and that's okay. Because the thing is that when you also realize that there's this perspective where imagining that you have what's called a vortex of this is like a holding tank. Okay, we're just going to call it a vortex. This is what Abraham Hicks talks about. And so when you feel the compost, when you don't feel good, when you're having an experience that doesn't feel good and you're feeling resistance and you're feeling whatever emotions you're experiencing, at the very same time, what you would prefer to feel is born as well. And when you feel this discomfort, you feel the preference of what you'd like to feel, and that it's like you shoot a rocket of desire of what you'd prefer to feel into that holding tank, into that vortex, so that when you do release resistance, get into a place where you feel better, it's as if like imagining that your vortex is in a very high vibrational place. And so when you're not feeling so great and you're feeling the compost, the muck, the gross stuff down deep down below, but then when you start to emerge out of that and you feel better and you get in the proximity of that vortex, you're pulled right in and everything that you desire is there, so that when you're a vibrational match to that, which feels like your preference, it will come to you in the perfect timing, in the perfect way. And so you can trust that even if you're not able to fully get to that place where you're able to see a situation as for you, that eventually when you do continue to find your way into feeling better about other things in life, you might start to feel that preference, that preferred feeling. And in time, you might just naturally notice that you're not having as much emotion or trigger around that particular experience from the past. So, this is just a moment in time that I wanted to share with you that did deeply impact my life in ways that it didn't feel good, obviously. But it naturally, organically unfolded into this place of like, I really, truly feel this sense of a gift in that moment because it helped me to get where I am today, which is this sense of complete. I mean, I just have so much awareness and understanding that there is a most loving presence that I am an extension of, that I time and time again am reminded that I can trust in this, that I can be present in this earthly life, knowing that I am an extension of this, and that any time that I feel that something is being happening to me, I can realize that it's happening for my growth. My continuing to grow and closing that gap between me and source energy. And the closer that I am to source energy, the better that I can be living more fully the life that I truly want to be living with greater ease. But what happens when I look at the things in the past, and if there's still things that I'm looking at, like, oh, that feels like it happened to me. That just increases the gap, that widens the gap between me and source, and I don't feel good. So, when I can realize that these things are happening in my life for me to grow and learn, it brings me back into the present moment. It brings me back into this space of empowerment. It brings me into this sense of this is my life. And I can be swept into the past and live there, or I can live in this present moment moving forward, having an appreciation for the past as opposed to the worry of the past, the sadness of the past. And it doesn't mean that I don't ever feel these things. It just means that I am more aware now that I can go, oh, I'm feeling that. But it's taken time and it's taken practice. And we can practice focusing on the things in the past as happening to us, or we can also practice looking at the past that, wow, that was for my soul's growth. What feels better? What feels empowering? It's a choice to live in this space of seeing yourself as an empowered person or seeing yourself as a victim. And it's a choice that we can all make, and we have. That's where one thing that we do always have that someone cannot take away from us is our choose to think, to feel. And therefore, when you choose to feel, that right there is you're vibrating at such a powerful magnitude that you're attracting things into your life. And so realizing that when you are an empowered person, you're standing in that space of empowerment in any given moment, that's what you're going to be attracting more in. More empowering thoughts, more empowering people, more empowering situations. But you can easily also, you know, be focusing on the opposite and attract more of the opposite. But it's not to you, it's for you. So I hope that this information has been helpful. Thank you. I know it got a little long today, so I appreciate you being here for sharing in this journey with me. If you have any questions at all, you can find me on Facebook at The Luminary Soul. Please feel free to ask me any questions, share any insights that you have, or connect with me on Instagram at CassandraLyons_. So really just take a moment today and ask yourself, in this very moment, how can I start to look at my life as happening for me as opposed to happening to me? And just see what you start to notice. Sending so much love to you. Thank you so much for being here and for really choosing to be the best that you can in any given moment. So much love to you. Have a beautiful day.